said, trust you, Jesus.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
That were depicted in this so well done production that didn't cross the line to where this, I would encourage everyone to see this. Out of necessity to see and have an understanding.
I know that I almost cried. I don't know if you as a guy almost cried.
Yes, absolutely.
If I'd been alone in that theater, I would have needed a box of Kleenex. And it's When Goodness Prevails. But people don't realize this is $150 billion
industry. Yes.
People that used to sell drugs are finding out, I can sell a drug once, and I hate to say this, in a way we're promoting it, but maybe it'll bring it to a head because there are people that are going to listen to shows like this or see this movie and go, hey, Al, maybe that's a good idea. We need to jump into that. Well, you know what? It's just like a blistering cut the more you bring it out. Yeah. But for the good people to know is more, hopefully more prevalent, and that is that it's a $150 billion year business. You can sell a package of cocaine and make a profit once, but you can sell a body sexually multiple times in a day. And it's just a horror. And I the despicable character of people who have not been introduced to God and don't know God, that they're being run and ruled. I have a different take on sinners now because God revealed to me that, don't be haughty because they have not seen God. I got to see a little bit of God. And so I believe in Jesus. They have not. And I believe that he still wants even those terrifying, terrible, terrible people that are perpetrating this crime. Mm-hmm. They can come to a place of redemption, and it can happen. There was a guy in the, what do you call it, the drug cartel. I was at this. I don't know if you all know about this. Once a year, they have a thing in Florida. I went last year with all these filmmakers. And yes.
In Orlando.
Orlando. And I forgot what I was going to say. I'll never come back. Let's get back to the young lady here who's doing this. And this is a visionary school of arts. Is that?
Well, I'm actually the founder of four organizations, including a church, Visionary Church. I'm a pastor. Since 2001, Visionary School of Arts was born in 2010. And today we have hundreds of children in our programs. We're in all Martin County Boys and Girls Clubs. We have an outreach, although it's manned by trained teachers and trauma-informed artists who go into a specific school with us under the umbrella of Martin County Schools. And we work with over 40 trafficked children with an art program that I designed.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know this existed until I was contacted, and I can't say where it is or what it is because, traffickers look for where these children are and they try to locate them and they stop at nothing to get to them. But what I want to emphasize is that the trauma is so extreme. The brainwashing is so horrific that it will probably take a child the rest of their life in therapy and inner healing to begin to completely come out of that. And it takes years of healing once this trauma has taken place. And those are the children that we currently are working with right now, ages 6 to about 16. And I have worked with trafficked children before. So what happens, and it's a little different in the movie. So in the movie, you've got children who were kidnapped, and they're taken and they're just used and abused. In America, 80% of all prosecutions now involve internet online recruitment. And the recruitment is done through grooming techniques that is brainwashing. And once they get them, they brainwash them to stay with them. And so it's a tremendous spiritual and mental coercion that takes place. And so the movie itself, I think, revealed the horrific reality that children are being used. And what I want to try to bring out is that our own children are at risk. All over, our children are being approached online by predators, and it's being driven by online exploitation of children through child porn. And I'm going to tell you something that just happened last week, and I hope I won't horrify you too much, but it's going to horrify you. A Disney employee was just arrested along with 8 men. I can barely say this, for molesting a week-old infant and having its hands tied behind its back. This is getting so bad and driven by child porn. We must begin to speak up against this. We must begin to stand. We have got to change our laws concerning child porn, because this is what's addicting people. This is what's bringing them to demonic possession. The eye is a gate. And when you open your eyes to this kind of demonic child porn, you are opening your soul to hell. And all of hell becomes, just possesses people. And they go after children. And
did they kill them? Did this child survive this?
They didn't give details. They did not give the details
of what happened to
the infant or where the infant even came from. But I will tell you this, Satanism is very much a part of all of this. And there are children being bred for this purpose. If child trafficking is the fastest growing crime economy in the world, then, and America is the biggest buyer of sex in the world, then that tells you the explosive growth that we're seeing. And there's an underground really movement of children that are being brought into this, and they're being brought into this world for this purpose. The children coming over the border are being trafficked.
What do we do about
all of our communities?
What do we do about the Johns? The people are evil who do this, and they bring. I'm surprised somebody isn't sitting on a rooftop who's a good human being for the most part, and just emotionally just decides to take these creeps out.
Well, I think there are many people that would like to do that. And I think most men, when I talk to them, want to do that. But there is a sheriff in the center of our state, Sheriff Judd in Polk County, who's arresting him by the hundreds every year. And he was the one that arrested this Disney employee. And there are other sheriffs who are working very hard. We've got a human trafficking task force in West Palm Beach who are working very hard to apprehend and stop these. Now, here's what happens with the Johns. Up to this point where I helped Toby Oberdorf actually pass a bill, I addressed the Judicial Committee myself and got a unanimous vote in 2019 to give more than just a slap on the wrist and their picture in the paper, which is all they got up to that point. So it's slowly starting to increase the penalties. The laws on the books are slowly starting to increase the penalties. And that's the goal. But I will tell you, coming up in January, Representative Garcia and Representative Oberdorf, who just got the Hero Award from the State Alliance to End Human Trafficking, are presenting a bill that I actually brought to Representative Oberdorf that will help to shut down porn in the state of Florida in a similar way that happened in the state of Louisiana, because they required underage children to produce state-produced IDs and gave the parents the ability to sue these porn companies if they did not take adequate measures. Well, all but one porn company pulled out of the state of Louisiana. So we are seeking to try to begin this process here in Florida, but there's tremendous opposition, and this is why we need prayer.
I remember what I was gonna say, and you just brought to it's this money thing and the cartel. I was at this place for movies. Remember the cartel, in case I forget where I'm going again. So I went to this big convention where they're making Christian films. Okay, and so I ran into this guy, and he was formerly in a cartel bringing in drugs from, I guess, Mexico or South America, wherever it was. And he had millions of dollars. He had a wife, and he had 5 girlfriends at the time. And there had to be a sea of goodness in him, because he was swimming in the ocean and down in Miami. And there was this couple there from Canada. And for some reason, he started talking to him and tell him how miserable he was. Well, they brought him back up into their motel room, spoke to him and opened up a Bible and told him about Jesus. And the guy gets born again. So hopefully they're going to make a movie out of this. It's phenomenal. And he left the cartel. But I said to him, I said, why? I mean, you know, if you've made a few million dollars, you know, really in America, you can live like a king. I mean, I remember hearing a billionaire saying, you know, just to have a few million is better than having a billion because I have to worry about all this. You got a few million, you can live as well as the guy who has billions. But anyway, so this guy, let's say the guy gets $5 million. He hasn't been caught by the police yet. I said, I've always wondered when I watch these movies, why don't you just get out of the cartel and take your wife or whoever and split and live out the rest of your life in some nice place? He says, because you want more. It blinds people, this greed thing. It's like, you know, the seven deadly sins, greed and pride, man. It just blinds people into wanting more and more, not being satisfied or thankful for what they have at the moment. But, and so that's what's happening with these people now that are cultivating, stealing these kids and stuff. And it's a horrible. Now, I don't want you to go into too much detail, but I'd like you, if you would, Lynn, to explain succinctly, a very short, terse, concise version. What is this movie about? For those who are listening to this or viewing this, the name of the movie is Sound of Freedom. Mm-hmm. What's it about?
It's about child trafficking. It's about kidnapping children and through gangs, which now is very prevalent, and putting them out for sale. And it's a follow the money. It's massive amounts of money that's made from these children. And it's the story of the rescue of two children, a little boy and a little girl. And Jim Caviezel plays the part of the true story excellently, and how he is driven to risk everything in his life to save these children. And no child of God is for sale.
Now, this guy who he represents, that he is a real living policeman, right? Who saved these children. And I don't know what his what's his name? Do you remember? Jim Ballard.
That's right. Yes. That's correct.
I mean, to me, I got to meet this guy. This guy's a hero. I don't know if I have met him. Sometimes I'll go to movies and stuff, and I was, oh, that guy was in my studio. But he looked so familiar when I saw him last night on the after show or wherever I was watching. Maybe it was online. But he has been in front of the Senate, the United States Senate. And this guy, to me, we need to pray for him. This guy's one of the good guys, a family man who actually almost, I mean, was very nearly gave up his life to save this little boy and his sister. Yes. Just an amazing story, a true story. It's in theaters only for a few more days. I think they've extended it here. I'm going to call my friend who owns the Majestic Theaters in Boston, also down in Vero Beach, Florida. He's a good man, Mr. Starr, and I'm going to ask him if he can expand.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hey, everybody. This is Jonathan Cahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship, an evening of praise and inspiration, and I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center at Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm going to be praying for Israel, I'm going to be praying for America in these prophetic times. For more information, go to TC.